Continuing confession, confessing the sins of society, turn please to Romans 1, Romans 1, verses 16 through 32. Romans 1, 16 to 32, the words of Apostle Paul, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world and the things that have been made. So they are without excuse. For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him. But they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man and birds and animals and creeping things. Therefore, God gave them up in the lust of their hearts to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them up to dishonorable passions, for their women exchanged natural relations for those that are contrary to nature. And the men, likewise, gave up natural relations with women and were consumed with passion for one another, men committing shameless acts with men, and receiving in themselves the due penalty for their error. And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind and to do what ought not to be done. They were filled with all manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetousness, malice. They're full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, maliciousness. They're gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Though they know God's righteous decree that those who practice such things deserve to die, they not only do them, but give approval to those who practice them." Join me in prayer. Our Lord, even though these words were written almost 2,000 years ago, they reflect America in 2016. And so, Lord, it is only right that you too have given us as a people up to worship impurity, to worship sexuality itself, and in comparison, Lord, to demean the value of children created in your very image. And so it's already been prayed. We now, since Roe v. Wade in 1973 was decided by our Supreme Court, close to 60 million unborn boys and girls have been thrown away, and we don't seem to care. We now, because of the Supreme Court, we have same-sex marriage as supposedly a constitutional right. We increasingly, Lord, refuse to acknowledge your creation of male and female. We talk about fluidity of gender based on how I feel today or tomorrow. America is the largest producer and consumer of pornography in the world, Lord. As a result of all this, we have family disintegration. Now over 4 in 10 children born to in this nation are born to a woman who's not married, which results in further poverty and crime. Lord, there's lawlessness in our country. The thought that if I don't get caught, I'm not guilty. There's no fear of God. Forgive us, Lord. And at the heart of it all is a pride, a feeling that I'm entitled to my leisure, to my comfort, to my material goods. I'm entitled to a pain-free life without anybody hurting my feelings. So, Lord, as a result of these and many other sins that we haven't even accounted for here, it's right that you're judging our nation in various ways. And your judgment has included attacks on American soil, mass shootings. We're experiencing incredible division in our country with vicious name-calling, polarization. Our government in Washington, D.C. has lost the respect of our citizens. Those running for our highest office have major character flaws. That's also a judgment on our land. Corruption and greed seem commonplace in government and business. Lord, your judgments we deserve. We're mindful of what over 100 years ago President Abraham Lincoln said, pronounced in the midst of the Civil War. He said, "It's the duty of nations as well as men to own their dependence upon the overruling power of God, to confess their sins and transgressions in humble sorrow, yet with assured hope that genuine repentance will lead to mercy and pardon, and to recognize the sublime truth that those nations only are blessed whose God is the Lord." And we know that nations, like individuals, are subjected to punishments in this world. So may we not justly fear that the awful calamity of civil war may be but a punishment for our presumptuous sins to the needful end of our national reformation? Lincoln continued, he said, "We have been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We've grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown, but we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. And we have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. It behooves us then," he continues, "to humble ourselves before the offended power, to confess our national sins, and to pray for clemency and forgiveness." And then, Lord, you know, he called for a day of national humiliation, fasting, and prayer. Lord, I pray that our nation, that our leaders would call for a day of national humiliation, fasting, and prayer to you. Lord, forgive those of us, your followers, us, who have kept silent as these national sins have arisen in our land. By our silence and going about our business as usual, we have acquiesced to these sins. Forgive our silence and our lack of speaking up, dear Lord. Forgive our nation for ignoring your immutable laws that you've wired into the very fabric of the universe that you've created. As Paul says in this passage, they're obvious, but we've chosen to suppress the truth and we've become foolish and you've turned us over to our lusts. So Lord, you are just to give us over to those lusts. Lord, for all of our societal sins, like Daniel, as we read in the Old Testament, Daniel 9, we do not present our pleas before you for forgiveness because of our righteousness, Lord, but because of your incredible mercy. Thank you for hearing our prayer, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
The Romans selection and the prayer that followed were by retired Michigan Juvenile Court Judge Randall Heckman, who is the executive director of the Grand Awakening.